Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Hey, everyone in the chat and everyone listening via the phone, iTunes, and, of course, the BTR archives and the other archives. Okay, so I got caught up answering somebody on Facebook. Cynthia Hamill, I was chatting with you. Welcome, everyone. So it worked out that I get to do this program today. I'm so excited. Refresh if you don't have sound. Refresh. If that doesn't work, you may have to reboot your browser. So see lots of phone callers. That's great. We'll be getting to you. We're going to be dialing in and diving in, answering your questions. As well as giving the little 411, the 611 of relationship, and all kinds of relationship, romantic ones, of course, as well, but all kinds of relating and really looking at what the new emerging consciousness is asking for us all. And I kind of wish more people would play. It's like, anyway, we'll talk about that. That's and I do have an announcement that I'm just so, so excited because all of you have been here since the beginning. And you know that I've been working on either another version of Awakenings in a expanding Awakenings community through either another radio project or TV project. And looks like the TV project is coming through. I'm going to be co-hosting it with Matt Gallant, who's an amazing TV host, producer, actor, and comedian, and he's also a life coach. So we're going to be diving into relationships and shifting your life and relationships. And, of course, I'll be doing readings. And I'll keep you posted because some of you have seen I started making a Shift Happens group because that's the name of the program, Shift Happens with Matt and Michelle. So, yeah, very excited, and we're going to be Facebook Live-ing it as well. So I believe we're starting Monday, at least the testing. I don't know if that's going to be live or not. But so we'll see where it goes. I love TV projects. As some of you know, I had a TV show myself, a couple of them actually, and come from that background. So I love the medium. I love connecting with more and more people, and I love what's happening with the Awakenings group. Those of you that don't know, we started an Awakenings group, and you can like the Awakenings with Michelle Meshe page if you would, and then join the group. We have some great, great conversations, feedback. I'm really loving what people are sharing, and it's, you know me, I don't push things. It's organically growing, so I guess I could add more people or whatever, or anybody, you guys, you can add people yourself if you'd like to. But the main thing I'm really, really vibing on is the sharing is so great. I'm just going to shut my back door to my office because I hear outside sounds creeping in. Yeah, Tamara, thank you. So it'll be, maybe Monday maybe we will go live Monday, but we will be Facebook Live-ing it as well so people can comment and ask questions. And I love that we get a guy perspective. Come on, guys, where are you? You're more the conscious male voice and not the sleazy, sometimes there's a sleazy voice to it, unfortunately. Especially, I've got stories. I won't go into that, but certain spiritual teachers and yoga instructors behind the scenes, things that go on. But this guy is genuinely a really, really nice guy. And genuinely, he just did a weekend workshop with Bob Proctor, who's been on our show on shifting beliefs. So he's really walking the talk. He he's working. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. You know, I've had opportunities to do other projects with people, and they're just not living it. They're not doing it. They don't have the integrity. And he does. So I'm really happy he brought me in on this. It's really his project, and he brought me in. And we're working on a couple other things. So there's a couple other things in the works, and a possible radio program as well, regular radio, terrestrial radio. We'll see where it goes, but you're all coming with me. We're doing this together. We've been in this from the very beginning, and we're expanding not just the message, because to me it's an individual message. Everybody, I may be sharing something with all of you, my insights or training and understanding or my readings, helping to guide. But it's every one of you has a specific message and a way that you are living out this new emerging consciousness, you know, whether it's how you're parenting, just life in general, your art, your creative expression, coming to the program, just contributing, you know. Thank you, James. There's been some great contributions in the Awakenings community page of people really opening up to what they are experiencing. You know, it's challenging. I just did a post today, and it's been happening for a while with the, not, you know, energy changes, what's going on. If you're reading my, you know, profile page on Facebook, I just did a post on that. So, and so many people saying, I'm glad I'm not alone. I've been going through this, you know, sleep pattern, food changes, you know, food patterning changes. The best thing I can say is learn to go along with it. Learn to ride what's happening. You know, it's really about managing the energy. It's not about trying to suppress it. That's one of the things I see with a lot of people right now is they're blocked. They're blocking themselves. They're blocking their life, and I'm really trying not to. And even for me, it's scary because I'm going to my own next level, right? So I'm not like the grand poobah that's made it and just sitting back, right? No, I'm in it as well. That's kind of scary, but makes it kind of fun. All right, if you kind of would like to little have a hankering, how's that for a little Southern? If you have a hankering to call in, that number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad, and I'll be picking up, okay, y'all? All right? All right, everyone. So let's dive in, and I know a lot of you have questions and perhaps with a reading, and we will get to that. I want to just anchor a little bit of the topic. And, you know, we come on this planet, on this earth plane, to relate, to be in relationship. We're in relationship to everything and everyone. And I do believe in the next level of awakenings. Right now we're in the root awakenings, right? There's a lot of opposition. There's a lot of dissonance. There's a lot of fighting. There's you know, a lot of the extremes of the polarity plane are playing out. But again, out of misunderstanding comes understanding. Out of the extremes of the polarity or arguing comes at some point a middle ground and some new understanding. And so I would say in all relationships, and I'm trying to do this, I'm not always expert, but I try to get into my point of view, you know, whatever that is, or yip, yip, yip. Sometimes I'm excited about something and then I see the person I'm with is not so excited. You know, I'm like, yay, let's go, let's do it. And they're sometimes they're the one that's excited. Maybe I'm a little more of my fear. But what I try to do is get into one polarity, get into mine first, because that's always easiest to get into our own, right? And not negate that. And then I try to move into the other person's space of what they're going through or feeling. And I try to objectively see, and sometimes it takes a lot of meditation. I need to do sometimes my 5-step emotional clearing process, which you guys know that's on my website, soulplayground.life, or you can get it in iTunes or CD Baby. I try to get, you know, clear as much, okay, well, I'm being triggered, what's going on, and then I try to get in that other person's, they're holding that opposite or opposing terminal, and the more I can get into mine and get into theirs and kind of see and feel it out, it becomes a compliment. Even though I may not like it, there's a complementary energy there. But what happens, sometimes we see people are stopping or blocking themselves. Sometimes we see that people are acting out very healthily, right? Again, we've done shows on this. It's about calling them out. It's about holding the ground. But it's no longer about teaching overtly It's no longer about picking a person, you know, or even a corporation, because I have clients that work in corporate. It's not about teaching everybody that. It's about being in your resonance as much as possible, sharing what you know, sharing what you see, and then letting it work out. Because if you, the only way you're going to find what's of resonance for you, truly of resonance for you, is by allowing things to unfold. And I know on an ego level, that's so hard to do, because we're used to kind of being taught to make it happen. But if we do, then we're making it on our level of consciousness and more on our resonance, and that individual or that environment doesn't have the chance to shift into the new resonance. And I find this is what's happening with a lot of light workers, or people that are consciously on a path, is they see things that are, you know, they want to help, or they don't want to be in the situation because it's, you know, difficult, or for some it's untenable, and it's not shifting. And so the idea is, how do we make it shift? You know, how do we, well, some of it, consciousness is on the inner plane. So some of it is verbalizing, but some of it's letting it go and learning how to work it out on the inner plane. And again, it goes back to us to do our own shifting. And sometimes it's letting people or situations go or unfold or unravel. They're either going to unfold, right, or unravel. And sometimes you have to unravel to unfold, you know, and sometimes you have to cut, right? The ball of yarn is in a knot, or there's a, you know, your drawstring is in a knot. Sometimes you can't get the knot out. You have to cut. You have to. And when we cut or we move on from something or someone, we have to understand we're only doing it, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, in the physical plane. Spiritually, we are still interconnected. So what is alchemy? You know, I was doing workshops on the alchemy of relationship, or what I like to call relationship alchemy. It has nothing to do with gender at all, because it is about relating, purest form, energetic form. And alchemy is that blending or bridging of something, you know, materials, and there's a to create something more than what was. And there's also, what we must remember, there's a purification aspect to alchemy, right? You know, if I'm polishing the stone, the philosopher's stone, the lapis lazuli, I'm making it shine more. You know, or a diamond in the rough. If you've ever seen a diamond, it doesn't look, it's not shiny, it's not cut yet. So these are the things that we bring into transpersonal inner work, transpersonal psychology, and alchemy. As I'm trained as an alchemical hypnotherapist, it is using a transcendent states of consciousness, the meditative state. And a lot of you do this, we do this in my teleworkshops, to shift and alter, to bring out what is pure. And it's pure isn't, you know, good and, you know, it's what is more truthful, what brings more wholeness. And it is a form of chemistry, because it's chemical, it's biochemical. It affects us biochemically. It affects, you know, when you start shape shifting yourself in your life, it changes your emotional state, right? It changes your mental, emotional state, your physical state. It alters your hormones. There's more endorphins released, more dopamine, you know, released when you're living with less stress and more aligned to yourself and you know, and with more joy, or even happier, right? So it's taking what's base, what's the beginning of something or seems to be lesser or maybe has a lot of impurities, and turning it into gold or the universal elixir, which is the Holy Grail. And as the myth goes, which is a complete balance of the masculine and feminine, which creates harmony, harmonization, enough coherence and resonance to have a really kick-ass life, right? Really fulfilled, no matter what your circumstances. So it's within those circumstances. So on a soul level, the soul works through alchemy, the alchemical process that we draw into our lives, people of all types, right? Because even if it's work, you go to a job, you have a career, it's still about people. It's still about relating. You have to relate with people. You know, customer service. You have to, we're in relationships. So it's significant others. It's who are you attracting or drawing in at the petrol station, right? The gas station, at the restaurant, at the rest stop, you know, as you're walking down the street. And it's not always, and some people make the mistake and they say, oh, you got, that person got angry at you because you're really angry. You're an angry, you know, it's a shadow. No, no. Not everything in life is projection. There's also perception. So you could be very happy and still come across an angry person. What happens is it's how you respond to that situation that gets you in the vortex with them or gets you in karmically to interact. So you're going to experience or see a lot of things in life, some that have nothing to do with you, some that have a lot, some that have a little. Some relationships show us where we've come from, how far we've come. Some show us what we need to integrate right now. Some do show us the shadow. This is why meditation or the meditational process or and doing inner work, clearing work, emotionally clearing, so we can perceive or see more clearly beyond the ego wounding, right? So alchemically what happens when we get in relationship, it's a swap of energy. I like to say, and it's kind of graphic, it's like having chewing gum, bubble gum, whatever, you chew it, you know, and you meet somebody and they have their own bubble gum, and then you take a little bit of your gum and give it to them and they give some to yours. Because when you're in relationship, you're ingesting. That's what Tantra is. You're ingesting each other's energy. You're blending. And it's not just, it is sexual because it is the pranic life force energy. It's the kundalini. And it's how we reproduce ourselves into the world through our expressions, our creativity, our the forms that we have, but how we are. And those people are doing the same. And then we kind of mash up together, right? And we kind of mix and mold. So it is raw primal energy in its very, very, you know, primal or raw or base form, right? And I've been doing, by the way, and I'm going to send out a, in the November happenings, if you guys, anybody that wants that, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com and get on the list, because I've developed something that handles core beliefs. Some of you have done it. I think Divine Mystic in the chat has done it. It's a very, very advanced, very deep inner work and processing, working alchemically, but getting to the base, the root, what happened to you, you know, 4 years old and earlier, no later than that, and to get to that core belief. But it deals in with alchemy and what you're attracting. And what I found is this core belief, everyone has one, and that's what's been running your life. That's the whole lens. Divine Mystic in the chat's putting its wonderful work. Yeah, it is, but it's not light. it's transformative. It's life-changing, but it's not light because you see how you've had this specific viewpoint or point of view, this the lens of your or the aperture on your camera, that's the lens that you're looking at the world, the aperture, you'll see how narrow it's been. And this widens it. This lets more light in. And this, and specifically my guides, plus some other work I was doing with someone, there's a few things. Anyway, I'll be sending that out to everybody. I wanted to give you a heads up, is to majorly shift into the soul alignment and soul connection and soul expression between now and the beginning of the year, because 2018, there's major changes already starting right now. Like my show and other things that I have going on, their life direction changes. So for everyone, you're going to see it politically, you're going to see it environmentally, you're going to see it financially, you're going to see it on the geopolitical, the social level, within social media. I'm already seeing with some people individually. There will be major, major, major life-changing perceptions, understanding, awareness, and changes. So that means divorces, marriage, you know, someone all of a sudden crossing over and your whole life changes, moving, major moves, you know, Divine Mystic's putting, yes, fast-tracking shift happening. Yes. Oh, I love that Divine Mystic. Yeah, we're fast-tracking it now. And so my guide said there's three things, this astrology template that I'm going to be giving everyone and the core beliefs. It's been shifting my life. It's rocking me, and I see it rocking those as well. So What does this have to do with the relationship? It has to do with the relationship because we're waking up to the fact that that's what we're really all here to do. Everything else is a pastime and just something kind of fun, but it's really about how do we relate with each other and do we have fun? It's time to, this is the thing, you can either attract your relationships from ego wounding. Once you start handling enough of your ego wounding, you begin the soul alignment. You can't have soul alignment when your emotional body is messed up, when you have too much wounding that hasn't gotten healed. You can have a lot of wounding. You can have a lot of wounding. I have a lot of wounding. You can have a lot of wounding, but not live out of the wound, not live from that place. And this is why it says, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff. This is why it says some people will no longer be in your life. They can't handle that resonance. Our divine mystic is an intense work. It is intense work because, yeah, and especially the second, the core belief is two sessions. And the second session, we get into some stuff. We get into primal energy. We get into first and second chakra, la, 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 sex, ha, ha. We get into the blocks and we get into releasing that energy. Yeah, so it is pretty amazing. My mystic puts in the chat. It's not pleasant, but necessary to align to your soul. I love you, divine mystic. I kind of thought it was pleasant. I kind of like it. Oh, she's cracking me up in the chat. Okay. What can I say? I'm with my homies. You guys are amazing. I love you all. And you just journey with me on this and you're sharing your insights and growing and expanding and expressing. It's just so great to see. But this is what it's about. What we're doing right here and carving out the time, having the time to share. That has to be a part. So the new emerging consciousness that's coming through now is having everybody really go deeply into your wounding, and you see it happening right now in the media. Media is huge, huge. It's part of the Aquarian age, using technology for the messages and to up-level consciousness. We're up-leveling consciousness more than we ever could because we do have all the internet, and we're able on social media to call people out or say things. And we also have, it's not vigilante just though. It's people saying, hey, these people did this bad stuff out of wounding, you know, because eventually we have to look at the cause. See, we're still not yet looking at the cause of all of this, but it'll get there. But everybody's doing their part. So it's through relating and communicating and handling our deep wounds, handling what blocks us from life or getting in relationships and then acting out or cutting off or distancing instead of communicating or being honest with yourself and saying, God, I'm kind of scared. This is bringing up being left, you know, or, you know, this is bringing up this, the responsibility and this accountability. So once people are doing that, you begin to align to the soul. You move into the soul connection where you're connecting more and more to the soul, and then you're expressing and experiencing life from the soul. This is when you start attracting what I call conscious playmates, conscious soulmates. Playmates and soulmates to do fun things with, to create, to express with, to do projects with, whatever that project is. You know, raising a family, just laughing, enjoying, create, but it's a creative endeavor. It could be projects that help, that are in service, that help the family, the community, society, you know, the world at large. And thank you, Queen, Sacred Room of Empowerment. That's our chat room. Yes. Oh, and Divine Mystic is saying in the chat, anytime we put on our big girl pants, it's like, woo-wee, step on board the freedom train or stay stuck in the wound, which that hurts more. Absolutely. So it is about how do we do this? People are saying, well, how do I attract? You've got to handle your wounding. I'm sorry, guys. And a lot more people are saying it. I've been saying it forever, but that's what I came in with. That's why I came in with a big dose of it. To just to show, you know, okay, you know, this is how it goes. This is the fun, this is kind of the fun game. Moving out of separation, which the original separation, that's where the wounding is. So why do we attract what we attract? We're going to attract those that are ego wounded, that have unhandled wounds and wound us, and we wound them, and it's wound, wound, wound. because that's where we're at. That's where we're resonating. Or we're going to attract someone from the ego wounding that's living out of the wound, sometimes to shift us, sometimes to show us what we want to let go of or where we came from. Okay? So sometimes it is the shift. Remember, it's alchemy. We're swapping each other's energy. It doesn't just happen in sex or kissing or embracing. It happens when you're in the field of someone's consciousness, in the field of their individual resonance. So sometimes people come in your life to out of dissonance to break things up. And remember, Shara Hunt the other day from Vibrationally Sound said not to be afraid of dissonance. We need dissonance. Disharmony and dissonance, just like pain, shows us where we need to work or what's no longer working or what's pinchy or what's being released. So we're transitioning from these ego-based wounding relationships more into creatively aligned relationships, soul-centered relationships that have much more synergy. You're allowed to become more playful, childlike again, with childlike wonder, yet with wisdom. You know, so the logic, the reason, and some intuition is in there. So in many ways, when you're becoming more soul aligned and you're more aligned to your own personal relationship to yourself, your higher self, you're connecting more to your soul, you're listening to the higher self, that mediating intelligence, you move in your own life into more resonance and coherence, just enough dissonance to make it interesting, a little dissonance here and there, a little disharmony. Some of you heard my story of it was a couple weeks ago at Home Depot. There was I waited for it because there was so much resonance. I mean, I was humming in there. It was like everything was just amazing. And then, of course, just for a little fun, a little awareness, just to check in on oneself, just to have a balance, comes a little dink, a little dent, a little ding. You know, just like my post the other day on Facebook, is your higher self tickling you, pushing you, or shoving you? So we get these little tickles. But it's also to say this too shall pass, whether it's the good or the bad. This is okay. This is part of life. I mean, there was years at one point, and you all heard me tell you the story with my neighbor years ago, they're since moved, that I had so much synergy and so much resonance, so much harmony, so much peace in my life, all my relationships, everything. Even I worked through something at a place where I was teaching. It was quite challenging, but I rose above and it was all good. And you know, I could talk to anybody. Anybody could talk to me and we could get to understanding. If we had misunderstanding or there was anger, we came to a kumbaya moment all the time. And I lived like that for many, many years. And then I had the neighbor that is the pebble in the shoe, that is the coconut that falls on your head. They could call it the neighbor from hell, whatever. Nothing worked. Everything I knew to do, every tool. And it took me 6 months of meditation and contemplation. Even my coach that I was working with, they're like, oh, you must have some anger because this neighbor was so angry. And I'm like, no, I don't have hidden anger. I'm very in touch with my anger. If I get angry, it takes me a lot to get angry. But if you push and push and push and I go in the corner, I will come out. but that's not, you know, I've been told I have a long fuse. I kind of flow and just let things go. But this person was actually even just going for me. They were just with their music or coming under my window, you know, it just was interesting. But what I realized, it took me 6 months. It was about attachment. My learning lesson with this person was about attachment. I was attached to having no conflict, to having harmony, to having resonance with everything and everyone. And because I lived that way for so many years, and I mean many, I don't know, 10 plus years, 15 years, I kind of got attached to it. And I thought, well, you can just talk to anybody and work something out. No, not necessarily. And that has to be okay. That neighbor had their right to live a very angry life and project their woes onto people. But I got to tell you, once I got the lesson and I let go of the attachment, she shifted into neutrality. She still was angry in general, but I didn't take it personally. And many of you know the story. her cat got run over and there was no one there to help her at her house or any other neighbors, I ended up having to help her. And you should have seen her shocked face. It was the look of, oh my God, you're not going to hold everything I did mean and nasty against you and everything I said. I was so in the moment with Kat, I forgot everything. You know, and I gave her my doormat and we took the cat and, you know, we handled it and she was screaming and crying and I was hugging her and it was just, that's what happens. You don't hold on to what happened before, the ego. I was just in the moment with spirit. I was a soul being. I was just there. And later she came over and, can I pay you for the mat? And she goes, I can't believe you're there for me. Thank you so much for being there. And then it was fine. And then shortly after she moved. She actually married a Sherpa in the Himalayas. Thank you, Denise. What a beautiful transformation. Yes, yes. But again, you see, and this is why it's important that you don't listen to people that don't think deep or don't do deep inner work. Because sometimes you get these stupid pat answers and platitudes. I had so many people say, oh, Michelle, she's in your life because she's representing the anger that you're not in touch with and that she's your shadow. You must have a lot of anger. And I'm like, no, I tune into myself. No, I'm not usually, honestly, I rarely fool myself, you know, and there's close friends or people that I work with coaching that I'll admit things to. But I had to dig deep. It wasn't a surface answer. And who knew you could be just as attached to positivity as negativity, that being attached to always being able to handle situations and having, you know, resonance and harmony in my life and being able to talk to everybody to handle problems. Who knew that that was actually blocking me, that that was actually a block on my path? I wasn't allowing her to be how she was. And my neighbors told me, she's this way with everyone. You're not going to be able to reach her. Oh, yes, I can't. You know, I'm thinking I'll use all my tools, all this and that. I'll do inner plane work. But it was me. It was my attachment to the harmony and being able to bring harmony to somebody and that portion of my neighborhood. And they told me, there's been people that lived on this block more than you, Michelle. And we've had, you know, neighborhood meetings, and she's like this, and she'll turn against you. She'll be nice. And, of course, everything they told me, so I learned a lot. People are entitled to how they want to live. If they want to be angry and project that out in the world, that actually is their right. And it's my learning lesson to learn how to deal with that. You know, that sometimes that's how the person is. Okay. So, yeah, you can be just as attached to positivity as negativity. Both of them are not healthy because it's the unhealthy attachment and not allowing what is and what is coming through God energy or source energy in that being and in that situation. And what this has to do with relationship is we learn through relating. We learn through relationship. Think about it, everyone. Every situation you've ever had in your life, whether you want to call it positive or negative, life-enhancing, non-life-enhancing, had to do with people. I don't care if it was a job or whatever. Your experience in your mind was made better or worse due to relating and relationship. So from the soul perspective, it is about us all looking at ourselves and peeling the proverbial layers to get to the soul connection, which brings us to the soul expression and experience, which means we move into a place where we can't have forethought. We're going to have to leave some things for the last minute. Might seem like procrastination. Sometimes something whoop, tumbles out of our mouth really quickly. But it's a letting go of the ego grasp or hold and letting go of it happened, I handled it this way in the past. Because that's what I was doing. Believe me, I was taking my tool. I had a person like that in class, or I had a client, or I had an old neighbor that was, and I did this and said this, and we can talk. Didn't work. Wasn't meant to work. So our relationships in many ways are showing where we still need work, where we still need polishing, where we might need some chiseling, some pickaxe, where we might be holding on, where we're putting boulders on our wings, like I like to say, or rocks on our wings, where we're not flying, where we're waiting for somebody that doesn't want to be waited on or waited for, or we're waiting for someone that's not ready because we see something in them that they don't see in themselves. That's a big one for us light workers. I still have that issue. I can see where people are meant to go, and I don't care if it's a significant other, you know, someone I'm dating, someone I'm, you know, whatever, client. A lot of it is being in the space. It's a uncomfortable space where you see where people are holding themselves back, where they have the blocks, where they're sabotaging and can't do anything about it. You know, it's Gemini Moon is saying, great story. Thank you. I will probably always remember that story and tell that. I think I've probably told it 3 or 4 times. And because it just so showed me how we can be so misguided with good intentions that we want to handle something or help that person be nice, help them get over themselves, when it was myself I had to get over. Yeah, it was myself. You know, even I was walking one time with Yoshi with 2 friends of mine. We were coming back from the beach, and the woman looked and glared at us, and specifically me, and they said, God, she's really unhappy. And did you see how she looked at you? I think she, and I go, oh, yeah, she did, and she's unhappy. And they said, wow, how do you feel about that? And I go, I'm accepting it now. I'm accepting it because trying to change it didn't help. But that's what the soul requires. It's an acceptance that everyone, to some degree, unless you're self-sabotaging and getting in your way, which is your free will choice, but some people have incarnated to hold that polarity until they shift, and they may not. They're holding that vibration. They're holding that vibrational frequency and wavelength of anger. Because all emotions are okay. All emotions are meant to be. We're meant to have all of our emotions. We're not particularly meant to be stuck in them, but we're meant to have them and experience them. That's what we're doing on the earth plane. But until those frequencies are no longer needed on the planet, in the universe, they will remain. They have a place. They're showing the contrast. So as we move out of the extremes of the polarity plane, and you're seeing this with gender, things are getting more fluid. We're moving in from things being oppositional or opposite to complementary, and noticing that it's contrast. It's shadow and light. It's not as stark as it seems or as it used to be. So we are moving into that contrast, and so we need reflections, right? Reflections that reflect and show and live out this contrast. What I'm trying to learn to do, even on my next level, is the next level of accepting the contrast and then seeing where you are in that. If it's too much contrast and not enough resonance, not enough harmony, so there's too much disharmony, too much dissonance, too much non-coherence, you'll move on, or you'll be tickled to move on, or you'll be pushed or shoved to move on. But if there's enough resonance, you'll still be dancing around with that relationship or relationships, that boss, that supervisor, that friend, that lover, you know, that mate. You will still be doing that dance because you're in alignment with your notes. Your notes are fitting together to create a song, enough of a song to be sung. So the only way to move on or attract what is more ideal to you is to find what's blocking it. What's the belief? What's the feeling? What's the understanding of yourself and life that's keeping you in that reflection, right? That's mirroring that out, projecting it out, and so you're attracting that back. But make no mistake, and now we're going to move to callers, not everything that you draw in or attract is because of your inner state, you know, except in the cosmic, universal, infinite level. Some things are just to notice and be aware. Oh, that's how that person lives. That's their choice. Okay. For many of us, we're learning divine indifference, that you don't have to solve everything. You don't have to heal everyone and everything. You can just let something be. You don't have to. They're connected to their own higher self, to source energies. And so when we start getting that, we get people that want to play more, that really want to be with us. That's the whole idea. It's not trying to make people be with us. You know, maybe they're not ready. It's when you have a lot of light, it's hard for people to be around. Just as long as, same when you have a lot of dark, you know. It's interesting, though, but a lot of people follow the dark. They follow the shadow more. Why? Because it ties them into their wounding, and it feels familiar, even if it feels uncomfortable. It somehow feels familiar and empowering, and that's a lot of what is happening in the mass consciousness, but that is being changed. That is being shifted so that people will like perhaps truth and honesty and integrity more than tying into the wounding. And that's part of what we're doing in the up-leveling of, you know, relationships. That's what the soul says. Hey, come together in truth. Come together in integrity, wholeness. Come together in honesty. Come together in love. Now, the other people are coming together that where there's a lot of shadow material disharmony. That is love, too. It's just a dialed-down frequency, but it still is love. So in many ways, we're up-leveling our level of love, and we do that through truth, speaking our truth, living our truth, and calling ourselves and each other out on stuff. And once we start doing that, wow, right? You release energy, you know, you get into the tingle, into the tickle tingle area, because you're allowing more life force animating energy, more pranic energy through you, and to be expressed and experienced through you. All right, everyone, if you have questions, thanks for all the interaction and feedback and sharing in the chat. I appreciate it. And if you do want to call in, that number is 347-539-5122 and press 1, numero uno, on the keypad. Hello, 860, you're on air. Let's see. Oh, it's not. Maybe I got to refresh or reboot. It's kind of stuck. Let's see. I'll come back to you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, who is this? Is this 860? Or the
yes,
price?
You got me. How are you?
Who is it?
This is Amla.
Amla, okay, which number? Are you calling in a private number or the 860?
860 number.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, great. Okay, I look like I've got two coming in. Okay. Hi, Amla. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that story. That story, I never heard it. That was an interesting story that you were talking about.
Oh, thank you. Isn't it amazing? Attachment apparently is attachment.
Yeah.
I mean,
it goes both ways. Totally. Been
yeah.
there, done that. I'm not old.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not immune from it again, but definitely I've been there both ways. So totally, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense when you, after you go through it, then it makes sense. Then you go, oh.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
While you're going through it, it's like, why isn't this getting better? This is, I'm trying
to
do good.
Yeah, I know.
Well.
I know. It's crazy.
Do you have a question or something you'd like to share? Yeah.
I do have a question. I have been kind of going through some, September, October has been an interesting month for me. Forward, two steps back, that kind of a thing. And I'm wondering
yes.
what you get any insight or sense, anything for November and December, the rest of the year. Things picking up for me, you know, meeting soul partnerships, like five people. It's just been really tough lately.
Yeah, now expect everyone some breakthroughs between now and the end of the year. Some people, there's just coming in mid-October. What I feel with you, Amla, is you've been kind of integrating, you know, I find when we shift and, you know, we have some personal transformation, some life-enhancing change, it's like a rubber band. We stretch out and then
yep.
we kind of come back in. That's what you're
right.
doing. So the next, I feel, big shift for you is January, February.
Okay.
So this, the next couple of months is more stabilization, more stabilizing, reinforcing, integrating and using what you have, you know, learned more, making it more habit. But then I do feel like there's some changes with what you want to do and how you want to work. So there is some stuff that I feel like what you're going through now is preparing you for some changes that are coming in 2018.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's coming. I know. I've been in it too. I'm telling you, I wish if I had a magic wand, I would for sure for myself and everyone else, I would just 1, 2, 3 tap and get, because I can feel things that are going to happen, and it's just so I'm tired of waiting. I want to get to the new. It's like going on vacation. You can't wait to get to, you know, you're flying and you just can't wait to get to the destination. You know, I can't wait to get on that beach in Bali and lay back or whatever, you know, south of France and chill and hang out. But it's like, no, we're all still traveling. We are in transition.
Yeah.
November, I'm going to be doing a post on this for my November happenings. I take a look at the, I give a psychic forecast by looking at the energetic happenings. And so far what I've been seeing for everyone in November is a lot of signs, a lot of messages that you really have to slow down to listen to know what your next steps are. And some of these are going to come in opportunities that don't look very big, but that are going to turn out big. Somewhere between February and March, April, May, right in that, you know, end of spring, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah, springtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Oh,
I mean, this year for me has basically been stop and go, but September started to propel things. I could feel the energy shifting. And so, it makes sense that the rest of the year, my birthday's in December, so it totally makes sense. New beginning.
Oh,
new year.
There you go. You'll be in a new cycle.
Yeah. Okay.
So so that's why you're wrapping up stuff. That's it. You're wrapping up and integrating.
Exactly. And my fall has always been like the spring for most people. The fall has always been like the spring in the season. It's just interesting because I'm always studying and I'm always bringing it. Renewal. I'm like always doing the dark night of the soul for years now. I would say at least 5 years. It's always October, November, huge months for me. They just shedding. So the awareness
thing for many of us is, the awareness is, I think the thing for many of us is how to just work. Flow with the energy, align our personal energy to the universal flow right now. And there's a lot of patience. There's a lot of things hanging in the air. And believe me, I like things, you know, as expanded as I am in consciousness, I still like organization. I like things.
I know.
The place, you know?
I know. And it's hard not to.
All right.
For you. Uh-huh. When you're organization, it's like, okay. Try not to be so control freakish either. You need that balance. So,
that's true. That's a message.
I got you.
That's a message. All right, Amelie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, 720-352. You're on air. Hello, 720-352. You're on air. I'll come back to you. 720-352. Okay. I'll come back to you. And then we've got a private number. Let's see. It's not letting me hit the number. Okay, let's see. Here we go. 914-564. You're on air.
Oh, hi. My name is Nancy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. What's your first name?
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. Welcome.
Hi, it's my first time calling, and I enjoy your show.
welcome. Glad you called in.
Thank you. I was just curious about what you see for my love life. I've been single quite a while.
Yeah, let's look and see. Nancy. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm looking like at April. Give me the month and day of your birth date, if you would.
December 25th.
26?
December 25.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're going into a new cycle, too. That's great. Okay, definitely. That's what I thought. And I do feel it's... could be sooner, but I'm kind of getting April, May. Definitely you're drawing in a relationship, and it's going to be someone that is mirroring to you where you want to go. And it's to help you get to your next level of unfolding. And I feel that there'll be, in the beginning, because I feel that you've had some issues around trust. Is that true? There's an issue around trust. So this person is going to help overcome, that idea of not being able to trust. I feel they'll be there for you, very present. It's going to be testy. It's going to be testy. But it does show that it's a partnership. We can even do some work or something down the road together. And it feels like it starts kind of slowly. Maybe friends kind of start, stop. I don't know if you meet them at something with a group. The one thing I can tell you that's going to help shift your energy is like listening to programs like this, doing more for yourself emotionally and spiritually, reaching out, you know. And that could be a spiritual center, you know, not so much religious. I mean, religious is good too, but something more spiritually based. Or philosophical, listening to people talk, kind of uplifting talks or information. That's going to help bring your energy buoyant, because it's still, you want relationship, but there's a part of you that doesn't want to and is afraid to.
Uh-huh.
And that's from that betrayal and the trust issues. So I almost feel like it's a friend, starts out kind of slowly, and then starts picking up momentum. But you do a lot together. I feel there's a lot of activities that you do a lot, especially in the beginning.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You will be, definitely, your time is a coming. That's going to be a major shift, major life change for you in how you look at relationship, relating, and how you look at the world because of this new relationship. And here's a key. It's not about them. The him or the her that we attract, it's about the energy that they're bringing into us and we're bringing to them. We're living out that energy and it's coming through that person. And why I say that is so that we don't project it on that it only comes from this person. They're representing it. They're the reflection or the representation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling
in,
Nancy.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, looks like we have a question in the chat. We'll get to callers as well. There's a private caller, 11111. I don't know if it's Queen or not, but I can't pick it up. Every time I click on the little mic icon, it's not letting me. Jules is asking in the chat, hi, Michelle, can I ask what you get for me around finding employment? I'd like to find something meaningful, fun, and supportive. I like that, meaningful, fun, and supportive. I want to say, start looking around Sag time, so that end of November, December, and put it out to friends and family and your network, some things that you would like to do. Here's one of the things I would like to share with everyone, especially if you're looking at, well, two things. If you're looking for a relationship or relating, get into groups right now. Circulate through groups, connect with people, reach out and connect, and let people know in your circle what you're looking for. You know, hey, I'm open to going out with somebody, you know, or you know somebody, or hey, your brother's kind of cute, your sister's kind of cute, you know, your mother just got divorced, kind of interested in her all this time, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. The same goes with employment, because what I do feel in 2018 on, and specifically as we rounded to the end of 2019 to 2020, much more of these hybrid, what we call hybrid jobs and careers are going to be more focused. Okay, so it's more slices of the pie and many more pies. So some of you may do things, two or three things. You know, it's 2 to 3 minimum, 3 to 4 sources of expression and or income. So right now, don't be afraid to try things. So Jules, that goes for you. Don't be afraid to try things. Try new things, okay? Let's see. Yeah, Skype doesn't all the time show up. Let's see. Oh, but there it is. So this is the private caller, 1111. You're on air. Hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Okay. I'm going to turn off and then see. Okay, let's see. 404-587, you're on air. You're on Awakening.
Hi, how you
doing? Michelle Mache. I'm doing great.
Hey, how you
Who
doing?
Who is this?
Ashia.
I'm doing great. And what's your first name?
Ashia. I have a question.
Asir?
Ashia. A-S-H-I-A. Ashia.
Oh, Ashia. Pretty. Ashia.
Yes,
okay, Ashia. Perfect. Okay, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
What's your call?
My question is about this guy. Well, about my love life. But I recently met this one guy. Huh?
Okay, tell me. What you want to know?
I want to know, how do he feel about me? Like, when do you see us hanging out? His birthday is December 30th.
We're getting all these Cappies. Capricorns are going to be going through major shakeup and changes. So let us see. We've got that Pluto. Yeah. Give give me a name or initial.
Okay.
It's very new, though. It's very, very new, right? Maybe a month.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he's going into 16-7 cycle. Wow. 12-3. Okay. So he's definitely going to be going through some changes and becoming more spiritually open and aware and contemplating his life a bit, life direction, and what's important to him. I feel him getting out of something. Is this true? I feel like there's another person around him, another female he's releasing. I don't know if it's old girl. I don't feel marriage. I feel maybe old girlfriend. Did you guys talk about this?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No.
So, yeah.
Or
I feel
maybe
like
that's
somebody...
me because I'm trying to get rid of someone. Well, I'm trying to
make... Oh, maybe it's you then. Okay, because it shows... thank you for clearing that up, because it does show psychically a releasing of somebody trying to move forward. Let's see.
And he's a Libra.
Shit.
Trying to move forward.
He's Libra? I thought you're 12:30 or he's 12:30?
The new guy is 12:30.
The old one is Libra. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yes,
no. That's funny. Okay. Well, you'll be winding out. It does show it. Okay. I love it.
And
that
I'm February 3rd.
Okay, so it is, let's see what you have a new cycle to. Oh, you're definitely going to be, this is going to be a great cycle for you in regards to relationship. But you need to focus on what's fulfilling for you, emotionally fulfilling for you. This is a time of great relationship for you. And you're going to want deeper meaning relationships. It's what's coming up for Ashia,
yes,
and what's his first name? Ashia and.
Who? Which one?
The new guy. The
old
one is out.
Oh.
The Libra is out.
Noel Waters? Libra out?
You could talk.
September 25th.
You could talk to him. Yeah, you could talk to him again or see him again, but I just feel that Libra is out. I feel like you're really wanting to let go of that relationship. That was kind of holding you back. And
we
I
had
don't
a strong connection. We had a baby together, but we lost them this year, February.
Okay. But I don't. Did you not live together? Because I don't feel living or marriage with this guy. Is he non-committal?
Right.
The Libra.
No, ma'am. No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's non-committal, and even if he wants to bring you back, it's going to be back and forth. So, yeah, you did the right thing. You got to cut him loose. Yeah, he's non-committal.
Right, okay.
He's not ready. And I don't know. He might be the cheater type. I don't know. There's something going on with him that I just feel like he's like in a world of hurt, and just in general. So he's non-committal.
Okay.
You're wanting commitment. Yeah, look for I don't know yet this because it's so new with this guy, and I see a couple of guys around you. You're going to have choice, and spirit is saying go for what's most fulfilling to you, emotionally fulfilling, and that you feel fits in with long-range goals. See, the last guy you kind of had to pull teeth with. You had to push and prod and, you know, keep him in line. You don't want that. You want somebody that's more on the same page with you, right?
Right.
So
yes,
the
ma'am.
New guy, let me see the Capricorn, which is first name. What was his name?
Keith.
Who's Robert? Is there a Robert?
Robert?
There's going to be a Robert around. Keith.
I haven't met a Robert.
Yeah, so, why can't relationships just run smoothly? Okay, well, I feel Keith, I know, right? There's always, oh, God. Until, once they do get kind of in a groove, that can be so amazing. But that in the beginning is, yeah, okay, anyway. I see that with the two of you, especially because I feel he's going to be getting into some deep stuff within himself, you know.
Okay.
You're kind of like the spiritual one, the deep one. You're kind of like the one, let's do this or let's go here. I feel somehow you're going to pull him out of himself and out of his rut, you know, out of his routine. Let's ask how he feels about you.
Okay.
Well, he's definitely into you. So he'll be calling you. You guys will be hanging out. But I do see you, you're gearing up for a really great relationship that's coming up this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
You'll definitely be in a committed relationship, definitely.
Did it tell
and
you
maybe
when?
Even contemplating living together. The energy changes after your birth date. So, again, you met this guy, so it could go back. It can kind of, as one of my spiritual teachers used to say, dilly bop. It could kind of energy go back and forth. It could be kind of slow.
Okay.
It's
okay.
More the energy shifts around February, March for you.
Okay.
That you're moving
okay.
into a relationship cycle. Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if you didn't live with the person. It might be after maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
But it does show long-term relationship. Yeah.
Long-term relationship.
Great.
For me. Oh.
Have fun.
Okay. This is great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, the Skype caller, did I get the 720? Oh, I was saying the wrong thing. Now am I dyslexic? It's 7. Okay, the thing, I can't, it's not letting me pick up. Oh, there you are, 720. Is that you? Hello? Okay, I can hear you, 720-352. But maybe you're not able to hear me. Okay, we'll go move on then. Let's see who else is here. What about 323-638? Okay, well, let's get to any questions in the chat. What's Jules talking about in there? Love triangle. Okay, who's that? 323-638 or is this 404?
Huh?
I'll see the chat is. Yeah. Ashia, is that you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. It's, I have to get a Wi-Fi booster. It's just going round and round and round. So I'm going to.
Oh, well, can I ask one question then?
Sure. Go ahead.
About my college. I'm in school. Do you see me graduating college? Like doing good?
For graduating. Yes, I do. By the way, the new guy that you're the new one that you're dating, is he thinking of going to school?
I think
going to school?
So.
Yeah.
I think he's thinking of going back.
Going back. Okay, he probably will because I feel like you're meant to be a good influence for him. Somehow you
okay.
will be by following your path. Yeah. You're going to be very much a good influence. Okay, let's see if. Now the whole switchboard is down, but I can still hear you, right? Can you hear me,
oh.
Ashia?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're still on air.
Maybe it was meant to be
so,
just to just talk then.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So the rest of you that are waiting online, just call in. Just hold on. Let's see what's happening. It's the chat is – or the switchboard is kind of getting back in its reconfiguration. And then the chat's okay so far. Everyone in the chat? Okay. Let's see what's going on. Yeah, the chat's okay. So let me ask any other questions, Ashia, or any questions from the chat?
One last question. My job. You don't see me getting fired, do you? Well, this guy in my class, he said that he could give me an interview for a correction officer, but I'm kind of nervous. I don't know if I'm going to get the job. Then I'm nervous. I don't know if I'm going to get fired at my job because there's one girl. She keeps going back and forth with me.
Are you working full or part-time right now? Because I'm feeling there's something more part-time.
I'm working full-time.
You're working full right now. Would the corrections be full?
I don't know. He didn't tell me if it would be full or part.
Yeah, or there's like training. Let's see, what's coming up this year for the current job
that
you have
now? I'm in school part-time.
Oh, that's okay. There's the part-time. Okay. I'm not seeing the getting fired. It's a little bit of a power struggle, a little bit of a personality struggle there, you know.
Yeah.
Divine Mystic, who's an astrologer in the chat, is putting Saturn is going into Cap December 20th. No wonder I see big changes for Capricorn. Okay, that's why also, yeah.
Okay.
That's going to affect my So December 20th. So, yeah, for Capricorns, it's really going to be about structuring new beginnings, setting out on your own and getting a new structure and looking at some life changes. Okay, let's see. A.B. Kelly asked a question above. Okay, let's go to the chat for some questions. Good to talk to you, Ashia. I can't mute you. I can't disconnect you from the switchboard until it comes back up. So if you mute yourself or just be quiet, yeah, we're really connected.
I know.
I love it.
Well, you have a good day. I'm about to go get ready for school now, though. But thank you.
Have a great day at school. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
A.B. Kelly, bye. If I'm able to ask a question with the chat, I would love for you to look at my current relationship, my birthday, okay, 11/8, and this is A.B. Kelly. 11/8, and then we've got his is May 22. All right, let's look at that. Okay, well, first of all, I'm seeing you're already wanting to go to a next level. That's for sure. You've got a lot next year coming up, A.B. Kelly. Focusing on just up leveling your life, work, income, property. There could be a move, whether it's buying or selling house, or it could be showing legal documents. So it could even be, new lease, something going on with that. Okay. Oh, you both are going into the similar cycle. Well, so I'm wanting to know, is there something have you looked at either living together or marriage? That's a question with the current relationship. So get called back in using Skype. Oh, Denise, that was you on the Skype. Okay. I'm putting that in. Try again. I'm still having to reboot. Crystal Bowls Gretna, welcome. Hi, Sue. Hi, Robert, Tamara, 1111. Let's see. So give me some more input. What do you want to know specifically, A.B. Kelly? Living together, not married. Oh, well, you might be looking at married then. That might be it. We're living, okay, three children. Because it's showing legal documents and there could be a move. It does show talk of marriage. It does show you wanting to go that next level. So I'm wondering if that's you wanting to get married. But let me see. Can you pick up my relationship with my oldest daughter? Let's see. What is going on with the switchboard? Come back, switchboard. My callers. And I can't do it from the iPad because it doesn't let, I'll try, but it doesn't let me get into the chat, but we'll see. So what specifically, AB? So that's kind of what I'm seeing. You're not married at this time, but I do see marriage. I do see something more formal. And I don't know, there's could be taxes, could be signing a mortgage or lease, but it does show between both of you energetically that there's legal documents. being signed and wanting to make things more legal, which tells me that that has to do also with marriage. So I feel that is something that you both are going to be looking at. And I don't know, I want to say most probably, but then I hear probably that you will be doing. So I would, yeah, definitely look out for that. Okay, Gretna, let's see. I wonder if spinning out of these energies. Oh, A.B. Kelly, wanting to deepen our, that's what I thought, it's coming from you. So A.B. Kelly in the chat saying, I'm wanting to deepen our relationship, but sometimes I question if he's able to reach that level. Yeah, he's just, even though you guys have similar energy patterns, yeah, you're more, you know, ahead, but I think he's going to. I think there's going to be, I feel there's marriage. You know, you're going to be looking at that stuff this year. You don't have to push it. It's going to come up naturally. You know, sometimes we women, we like to push things. We like to get things in order. Well, because we're nesters. We want to get the nest prepared. We want the nest nesty. But, no, that conversation is going to come up. Maybe it's because of the children. I don't know. But it definitely shows that coming up. Yes, Divine Mystic, you can. Oh, hey, we got the. As soon as I go to get a solution, there is the chat. Here we go. Excuse me, the switchboard. Here we go. Are you ready? Get ready, everybody. Denise, I think this is you.
Hello.
Are you on air? So, hello.
I did.
Welcome.
Hello.
Is this Denise?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
I'm
Denise.
Denise. Yeah.
Hello. I can hear you. Hi. You're on air.
I can't tell. I didn't say unmuted. Hello. I've got a little collection of things, of headaches, metallic taste in my mouth, and a crazy itchy arm for months, my right arm. And so I'm like, what? So I'm just checking you.
Right. Well, the first thing that I want to say, I get a couple things. Heavy metals, the metallic in get yourself some diatomaceous earth. Get some chlorella spirulina, especially the chlorella to clear the metals. But hold on a second. I'm trying to see what it is. Copper. Are you the water you're drinking? Does it have a lot of minerals?
I've been wondering about my water. I've had a
I'm sure
it's way changing. Okay.
Is it high alkaline?
No, probably not. It's just tap.
Okay. Yeah, you probably want to go more alkaline. Oh, it's just tap. Yeah, that's not filtering everything out.
Okay.
Watch if you're doing fish. Watch mercury. I don't know if there's – I get mercury filling. I get copper, of all things. Too much copper or tin. It's a copper color, so it could be copper or tin. And the next thing that I got was the water. Let's see. What else? And that's also with the itchy. So your body wants to do a little bit of a cleanse, a little bit of a you know, cleanse, detox. It's not going to be a big deal. It's not going to take a lot. Let's see. Ooh. I have you guys now on my iPad now that I know. The only thing I can't do on my iPad is the chat room, but this is good to know. So when the switchboard flakes. Then Tamara is saying, do you wear gloves when you paint, Denise?
No.
Could be rust in the pipes, crystal bowl, scretiny. Oh, wonder if the copper color could be lead, pipe, or rust. Could be. I would say, I don't know, in your area, I got a very reasonable water filter. Actually, you could get them online.
You know, I've had one and I've been nagging to get the filter changed, and that's what it is. I'm like, I think it needs a new filter.
Oh, then that's what it is then. Yeah. Yeah. And if you've been using it for a long time, you're sensitive. Mm-hmm. So you probably need a new filter. If you have it, then the filter, yeah, that's what I would go to. But do a little bit of a cleanse. You could also take a little bit of apple cider vinegar. Organic apple cider vinegar in some water, and that will help also cleanse. That will help you as well. But that's what's going on. I'm asking, reading it again, and it's showing again the water.
Okay, thank
So it's definitely something with the water. You are so, speaking of water, I'm getting myself some water. Denise, great to hear your voice.
Hey, thanks, Michelle.
Thanks. Thanks for starting.
Okay,
thanks for starting your morning with us from down under.
That's right, 5 a.m.
Yes,
okay.
Good morning. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, we've got 323-638, you're on air.
Oh, hey, Michelle, it's me, Zelda.
Hey, Zelda, welcome.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I am driving, so I hope there's not too much road noise. I muffled the hell out of my phone with to buffer the sound, so hopefully it's,
okay. You
know, coming through clearly. But I have a question about a scenario. I have a newer friend, and she's kind of, we're taking a break from each other, but
Right. She's
kind of planted some seeds of doubt in me, although I'm clear on one issue. But there's one other issue that's left hanging in my mind, and so I'm dating this guy, and she says she doesn't see me with him, but I remember I talked to you earlier this year, and you said the guy that's right for me will keep showing up, and this guy keeps showing
up.
That
happens.
And it's just like, it's pretty stress-free, and I really like what you said at the beginning of the podcast where you were talking about something about someone responding from their wounding, and I was wondering if I was the recipient of this person's wounding, because it almost sounded like
absolutely.
It kind of felt
there's no reason for
like
somebody
that.
To say that there's no reason uh-huh. for someone to say that unless you're in like a reading coaching session. And then I give the, sometimes it's so clear, but I feel like this person is trying to, they're acting obviously out of their wounding, but they're also trying to snuff your joy, snuff your light. They're trying to dim your light. So you want to ask yourself, why are you allowing that? You know, how has that been done in the past to you, or how have you done that to yourself? Because that's the reflection that you're getting. Sometimes when we have people out that in our life, you have to limit the time, limit what you tell them and share with them, and limit the time around them.
Okay, because that's what I had been feeling. I had been feeling a little unsafe, and my gut feeling was not to share too much, because I have a lot of compassion for this person, and I feel like I've tried to be there for her and trying to be an empathetic listener and stuff, but I felt like we had a lot in common with our backgrounds, but then I would feel little pinpricks like where it's just like a little here and there, like a little I like how you put it.
Yeah,
snuffing out
the
my
message
joy.
Is, yeah, why? Yeah, why do you want to sacrifice yourself to be with somebody that's not receptive to the joy? You know, they're low on the joy meter. Their joy meter is about a 3, and yours is like a 8. So So be aware. And don't be afraid to call people out on their stuff in a nice way or a kidding way. Why do you want to be mean right now? Get into your empowered little kid that speaks unfiltered. Like, why are you saying this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's unsolicited. Like, the thing is, if I want psychic predictions, I'll ask you or someone who actually has an excellent track record rather than someone who doesn't have any track record.
Right.
So,
and that's Denise just put green with envy in the chat. But your lesson in this, Zelda, is to nip it in the bud and speak out for yourself. See, you're caving in, and you're going in your head trying to find reasons. Who cares?
Yes.
Be the little kid in the sandbox and just, do that to her and go, why do you want to be a meanie? We're having fun. Just toss it back on her. Okay.
Okay. I love
all
that.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
I gotta go.
Because
we got, okay.
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 Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Let's see who is. Let's see. Can I? I'm here next week, Zelda. I'm here next week at 12 o'clock. Okay, we got 725-777. 725-777.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. This is Lionel.
Hi. Hi, Lionel.
Hi, I was just calling. I just had a huge, like, pivotal moment in my life. I just moved out of my house. And there's a pretty good job opportunity that's, like, presented itself, and I was just wondering what you think about it.
Okay, let's look. Okay, let's see. Lionel and the job opportunity. And you moved out. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, is this coming up, like, in the next month? Because it shows new work in the next month. I'm getting definitely November.
Yeah, in a month.
Yeah. It looks like it's around, for sure, November. I don't know, 15 or 20s of November. And
okay.
Let's see, Dush, how are you going to like the job? Yeah, you're going to like it. New friends. A lot of people.
Really? That's good to hear.
Cool. Keep us posted, Lionel.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations. You're welcome. Bye. Let's see who. Okay. Let's see. Get next caller here. Can you hear me?
Loud.
1111.
Clear.
Clear, queen. I had to catch you on the iPad. So now that I know it works, I got you on the iPad this time, not on my monitor. So got you in. Queen is in the house.
Well, I'm grateful to be in the house. You know, I didn't even realize it was a relationship show. I just called in, and then when you asked, it seemed like you were looking for me to call in. So here I am, calling you.
Oh,
and how are you?
You know what? I'm in joy right now. I'm so happy to be connecting with everyone. It's just really fun.
Beautiful. Well, stay that way in spite of being addicted to being in joy, you know, claiming in every moment.
I know.
Anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh.
So how
are
things with you?
They are in divine order, and I am in joy as well, and plan to stay that way, no matter what I see. That's my choice, and I will have it that way.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, last time I spoke to you, you spoke to me about an upcoming relationship, and since this is a show on relationship, I would just ask you to look even deeper into it for me.
Okay. Have you met the person yet? Because I feel them around you.
I feel like I have.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, I feel it's the one that's around you now. Okay. What do you need to know about this relationship? Let's look at it deeper. Let's see. Why do men worry about stuff so much about relationship? I mean, going further, what does this mean? Their freedom. Some women do too, but guys, well, it does show kind of some, I would say more like 4 months, so kind of like some talks of where this is going or what are we doing or what do we want to do together. It does show some travel also together. Is he out of the area? Because I don't know if you're traveling to him's traveling to you, or it's together. There seems to be a lot of travel or transition, commuting is what I'm hearing. Commuting.
He's out of the area.
That's what it is. Okay, that's why. So there will be more of the commuting, more of the travel to see where it goes. I feel there could be talk about who moves where. See, that's a lot of what's coming up next year. I'm so excited for everybody. It's a lot of you know, for some it's marriage, some it's going to be living together, some of it's moving on from somebody else and living in a different way. But those of you that want to partner, it's showing a lot to do with partnering up. Does that answer the question, Queen?
Yes, it gives me more insight as to him being him. We have a beautiful spiritual connection from a distance. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
It's starting slowly, but it's going that way. It's starting slowly, but it's going that way. And it does show talks about, all right, let's try this, or where we, you know, or I'll come to you, or you come to me, and that kind of thing. All right, Queen. Thanks for calling. I'm going to try. Go ahead. If I were what? Go ahead.
Okay. No. Go ahead to the next person.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
If it were me to move, which is like feels like a long shot right now, but who knows? Would I sell my where I live, or would I hold on to it?
Well, I feel both of you do step by step, so I feel you'd hold on to it and rent it out. And you might go and stay for a little while. So this isn't anything jumping in, jumping out. It's an unfolding. Are they more in the city? Shows you more in the city.
Yes.
That's
big
it.
City.
Yeah. Big city. That's what I feel. The pull is for you to go into the big city.
Okay.
You know.
I'll keep
good, Queen. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
It feels good the way it is now. You know, it really feels good.
Well, keep it like it is. I understand that one. Keep it like it is now for a while. It'll organically morph. You don't have to do anything. You're right where it needs to be right now. All
Thank
right.
You
big hug.
So much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Kisses.
Bye.
Peace.
Kisses. Peace and light. A.B. Kelly, thanks, Michelle. Thanks. Great to hear. It feels lonely sometimes, but I keep reminding myself I'm not alone. No, you're not alone, and it is about reaching out. But also try to put what you're going through into terms for this guy. And everybody with relationships, don't be afraid to have requests and requirements. You know, health. There's things that you request you may or may not get, but there's also requirements that each partner needs in a relationship. And for that relationship to be viable, sometimes it's therapy. Sometimes it's fireside chat. Sometimes it's health. Sometimes it's going to the gym or walking because you care about that person's health and they need to be in good health to be in relationship, right? We are winding out now. Well, we're done, actually. I guess we're done winding. Jules put show ended. Sad face. I know. Hey, you guys, I'm here next week. I don't know who the guest is. I'm trying to do a program, you know, an episode, you know, if not monthly, every couple months where it's just me diving in and chatting and sharing with all of you. But if you didn't get your question answered, please call back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and I'll be doing readings and chatting and sharing from 12 o'clock till about 12:45, 12:50, sometimes 12:50, 12:55, depending how many callers we have. And then we always have our Awakening Guest Dialogue as well. So loved connecting with all of you. It's just been so amazing. I hope you got a lot out of this. I'd love your feedback on the show. Please, if you listen via iTunes, or even if you don't listen, just give us some appreciation, feedback, and comments. Rate the show. That it's so helpful to have other people find the show as well. And what else do I want to say? What else? Oh, well, I want to say anything that you want to know about, always, you know, email me, contact me, join our Awakenings Facebook community page as well, and share your insights and your understanding, ask questions, just connect with each other. It's a great sense of support. If you want to find out about my Soul Path teleworkshops, the core belief, the soul-centered astrology that's coming up, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like more resources, you can go to soulplayground.com or soulplayground.life. All right, everyone. Thanks for being here. Lots of love and light.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's Soul Insights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.